Hey, give us a sec there. We just need to...
Just the warm of the thing. Prepare the stage.
Did anyone grab the table there?
Hey, what I look over here and get me a plate? Grab the table
out there. Take it out in front of the sheet there.
I usually do stuff off the top of my head, but I thought, like, this is a poetry read and shit, Derek Martin is being here and stuff, so I thought, I'm going to read some stuff tonight, you know? So I have to get set up to read stuff, because basically I'm illiterate. Not very moody. Very moody.
I'm a wind of the sea, sea sound. I saw it all, watching the light bulb melt. I have lain in the darkness, a stone in my stomach, struggling with the words. I'll get it back, make it yet, put my finger on it, get my tongue around it, and see it. And say it. I see a light shining in your window across the road, and I cross over, across the bridge, and I cross over, but I pass on by anyway. Under the June half moon, closing's on gone, facing the hill home, a blowing I came. Blown out I stayed, shabby. Am I shabby poor? When will I begin? With this and that, zip and zap, flashes in the sky, curving space at 186,000 miles per second, traveling for eons. That big bang echoing into the emptiness, wave upon wave, exploding against the rocks. Some say there is a god. Some call her goddess. But the longer I live, the more I find it. Awesome and nameless, this cosmic dance, this weave of wavicles. They took the dog, hung him on a tree, slowly, savagely stabbed him to death, and you know what? Even though they lit a bonfire under his ass, you know what? I'm as sorry for those kids as I am for my dog. Neighbor's cats lost their kittens. I'm sorry for the cat. I'm sorry for those kids. And so I should be. They were on the fold into barbed wire, for fear it would follow the mare, and then after that when she was jocked to bits just for a laugh, opened her belly with a Stanley knife. Sorry for those kids, I am. So what you going to say to me? You going to tell me calm down? I never lost it. I've climbed the hill of loneliness, my notebook in my pocket, launched myself out to lunch and tramped the roads with my poems through a grey ribbon winding a river at tarmac flowing west. When the hills stay wild, through a river in ditches heading west, lost my shirt and lost my voice in funny conditions. I'm getting lost, you know, so
I'm find it again quickly.
Calm down. You say calm down. But I never lost it. I'm back in a factory saving my pennies, but it's different this time. For I have a dream, and come the spring I'll draw the dole again. Spend a warm summer morning, spend a long summer evening, drifting suspended, and I will make it where Icarus didn't. With my parrot lighter and my new walkman, I'll go circling all around the sun. I am a hawk flying up, a griffin on a cliff, memories of the lemon season fresh in my mind. I am a sodden crow hopping in the grass, a kestrel flying with all my might, a hovering kestrel holding my position. I am three swallows skimming the tops of thistles and bucolons, three swallows spacing across the purple and yellow flowers of the heather and the gorse. I am a low-flying, bad omen, the man with a big appetite. Three swallows, triple large. Three swallows chasing down along the telephone lines. Three swallows held down by the clouds. Three swallows are dancing around my head. Maybe I should turn back. Knock on your door tonight. And maybe you could come up to my place. And we could banish fantasies and finally make the magic of the reality. Between the lighted candles I will cast a circle. You could be my priestess, I would oil you and call you goddess. Down in a mattress, down beside the fireside. As I go for a walk later, with a packet of fags and the fear of cancer, you could turn over and face the wall, and dream on, dream on, reaching the fly above, humming like a ship's engine. I just climb the hill of loneliness, my notebook in my pocket, launch myself out to lunch, tramp the roads of my poems, through a grey ribbon winding, winding through a river of tarmac flowing west, travelling between hedge and ditch while the hay stays, while the harvest waits. Lose my heart to a great vibration, lost my sharp and tonic empty. Misha Ela! Misha Rastri! Amused. Deep, 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 rabbit meat. God face like a weed of catch! Get away, Lord, stop the beat, I'm going to be talking myself, but what's the point? And there's no music in the words, 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 and when there be but the more words yet. People in the wind, call upon the piper, and ask him for another. His tunes articulate the intangible from your scattered, battered, retreating forefathers across the marching generations. A message from heart to heart. So sing and dance while your piper pipes, while your piper pipes. For his tunes are the spirits of our people. Anyone here, I suppose, old enough to remember when 20 shillings made a punt. That's kind of this I am thing is kind of a thing I've been working on. It's a thing, when I was a kid, I heard Miloš Matijomor, you know, that actor whose life was a greater work of art than any character he ever performed on stage, you know. I heard him doing the Song of Amargin. I was actually like Robert, what do you call him? The Greek myth, white goddess. Robert Greaves. Right. Robert Greaves is an interpretation of the white goddess, which like would be challenged by most scholars today. But God, it went through me. I am this. I am that. You know, I am the way. I am the light. You know, I've been at this. I am ever since. Limping back from a 5-day session, Diesel, Tom and Dick just dancing. All the things that made me make me still. Mother was a lizard and the old boy joined in. The brawler joined the flute band. And we haven't spoken since. I'm a stag poised in an outcrop, sticking me chest out, howling me head up, and why not? Hounds baying in the valley, hounds baying in my head, a punter in the front, a nickel stag lies in the hand, hollow in the toss, or 20 bulls, but look, no balls. I am a beast, burdened by an unnatural life, a bullock pumped on steroids, a cow cowed to life in a shed. I am the chicken's wing forever unspread, no room in the cage, better off dead and deep fried. I am a child crying with hunger in its belly. The natural law mocks me. My emaciated mother hugs me. Finance and technology affront me. Have I really been naturally selected over 200,000 million years to whinge and die in the blink of an eye? I am a holly branch dripping red. I am a spear screaming for blood. I am a terrorist flying an Air Force jet. I am an idealist bomb in my trembling hands, driven by both cause and because I... I think, therefore I am upset. But that's alright. I'm thinking my way through it. I am the humble voice, just one quote, the man in the street, the wizard. Driving home after work, a little tired, is that an air of unreality? Oh, reality with an edge. Flyovers and underpasses, headlights streaming through junctions, all these drivers listening to their radios, talking to their passengers, are worse, away in their own world. And still the traffic flows, still the traffic flows, and still. Fucking great applause when, like, meanwhile you can punctuate bones with wow and jeez. I was back in the day when an Irishman's private life began in Holyhead, you know? Huh? I mean, I tell you, going over was great, it was the coming back, you know? I remember one time I went off to England for a dirty fortnight with a beautiful woman, and when we came back we just missed the ferry, and it was that extra 48 hours in Swansea that just fucked everything up, you know. Anyway, I was coming back to Pembroke, I think it was this time, Pembroke, right, and I got pulled by the elbow, and when I look around, well, you should have seen what was pulling me. Like, she was young, she was female, she was Asian, and I tell you, she had such an air of authority about her, I forgot to ask whether she was special branch of customs. But she had this form, right? And how long have you been in England? I know I've been in the Evil Empire for just a couple of weeks, you know, not a dirty fortnight. I'm tired of it now and I'm going home. And what is your proper address in England? In Ireland? And when it comes to it, what's your occupation? And I says, I'm a poet. And she says, oh, you work in a boat. And I says, yeah! Party! Party! My forepaws down by my sides, itching the grass, but this and that. With stone and stick I have beaten back a pack. With stick and stone hunt with the pack. Eat living flesh, my meal suffer of agony. My progeny will tame the beasts of the earth. My progeny will tame the very earth itself. Until it yields according to their will, and the world will be transformed under a charter of human rights, and the world will be transformed into a garden, and we will travel to the stars. Are you listening to me, Nick? Are you listening to me? I will not wear dirty clothes of women and kids do I live alone, because it is good to be alone. I'm not guiding in my meditation, told me to tell you this, there is no heaven, forget it, not even a soul to enter it. But she says, there is always goodness, goodness enough to build a fire in your heart that will light your way and keep you warm. I am a monk, and I know what I am talking about. I have supped with Zen masters, Wei Te from Jamjars. I have cringed in the fetus, a lion in the heather, but cringed like a fetus, a lion in the heather, bollocks out of me brains, gone bouncing off the mountains, went wallowing in the bogs, and a grooving in the groves. Oh, pity the poor poet, that question in mind, that question emotions, a young man, self-condemned to an isolation worse than any old hag. It has not been in vain. For returning from the solitude I find, I find myself. We can make it from all this. Going back to our roots. Around bonfires on the heights. We are one hand, coffin, beaten, goatskin stretched on. Bonds and fiberglass combos echoing through the night. Monkey and our shame. We are having back days. About then she let me elbow go. In the end, my friend, the sun will explode, taking what's left of the system with it. And some men dream of gods among the galaxies. And some men dream of Buddhas between the nebulas. But she is a sailor of news. And the ships we see. The silver seas of consciousness. The truth of the time. Tracking the truth of the lucky lads, lucky. That's what we did. not in the past. I'm not in the future.
I was just thinking the other day about it being Halloween, and that I was thinking of Halloween's past and people, you know. And, how can I put this? I've been up in the 12th of July in Buttervent and Carmy Fair. I've seen 17 barrel top wagons pulled around a massive bonfire. I've seen a big corral of their horses and their ponies and their chickens and their children and their cats and their dogs and their hangers-on, of which I am proud to claim myself as one. You know? And like, I was really, 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 really proud of those New Age travellers. And I'll tell you something else. The Pavies. I call them Pavies because that's what the people call themselves, you know. Pavies, a good name. The Pavies would be coming up and they are so interested and they'd be saying, that's the way my father had it, that's the way my grandfather had it. And for about 2 decades there was New Age hippies travelling the roads of this country. And it can't be done anymore. Because if it could be done, them and their children would still be at it. 17 barrel top wagons, and they used to depart from Carmy like a convoy, and then like as they pass different crossroads, they just go different directions. Pull in horses grazing along the Long Acre, you know. I'll never see it again. I was lucky to see the last of it. Of course, most of these people were English hippies who came over here, but, yeah, they carried on the tradition. Fucking gone. I tell you, hitchhiking is gone. Now, I wouldn't go hitchhiking without a sex change, and then I'd be afraid, so what's the point? Jesus Christ, there's a broken yellow line, you this side abandoned, and you see the skeletons, the hitchhikers, they are abandoned.
There.
Yeah. I got all around not only this country but all around Europe on that. I fucking didn't walk it, I did it on that. And, you know, you can probably do it in Europe still, but this country's just main and getting meaner. This is a poem about one of my brothers, Harry MacFarlane. Harry MacFarlane, I won't describe him because he has to be experienced to be believed. Come MacFarlane, lurchers loafing, horses harnessed, fowling goats tied down in a flat. Let your woman lead the wagon, she's pawing the ground, mad to be going, so leave her off. It can be cool, it's alright, you catch up your padded tight. Here's half the mixture of bowl I'll fetch. Come on, MacFarlane, build your chillum. And we blow one more before we go. Push off, push on, middle-aged gypsies, wailing on down the road. Oh, hey, diddle, diddle, what a straight good twisted man. Oh, hey, diddle, diddle. This cat saw the fiddle, and for how many nights now have we been leaping the moon? Yeah, here's the life, and there is none like it. While the rain howls off and the wind is blowing right. Stretched out by a fire burning just off circle, watching large poles converging. Hey, teepee man, I'd follow you if I could. We'd laugh and suffer down the roads, blow our lives, blowing our minds together through country lane and byway, sailing adrift across the earth. Hare Krishna, ya gobshite. Hey, birthday and New Year, boy. Hey, boom, Shiva. Shaka! Shaka! Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
word art, it belongs to no one.
One of the people that was, we were out, I first met him, they were camped out by John A. Woods there, out across from the Lee Fields, out the Western Road. Then, like, I remember the first time I ever commanded horses in a bar-top wagon, holding the reins as they're riding through Cork on a Sunday. We chose a Sunday morning because the traffic would be quiet. Jeremy's there on the spot, hanging on for dear life. These horses just pulling me. And everything belonged to me, and a couple of kids belonging to somebody else in the back, you know. All the way down to Man. After that, I was like second nature, you know. After the initial freak out, it was just like second nature. I mean, horses have minds of their own. All you've got to do is trust them, you know. But for the good life, yeah, for the good life. I'm a terrible big brother and a terrible big sister. Beckett, their daughter, introduced me to them. And like you wouldn't believe it, you know. He's tried to kill me twice. He's talked about killing me a couple other times, but he really tried it twice. One night I had to run through black ash, hiding from bush to bush, with this mad fucker after me with a bow and arrow, you know. There's not many people you forgive. I mean, he thought I fancied his wife, which I did. But you see, I loved him too, so I did nothing about it. Now, you should fucking take that as a compliment. Oh, happy days when the men made speeches and the women made bread. I'm not intimidating, but my big brother is, and my big sister's worse. Next to a ditch by the side of a road, the hours fly by, reclining in his barrel top, dear old. Half door open, little stove roaring, playing chess, listening to Sibelius, sipping thick sweetened coffee and Lafroy, the finest scotch. His wife out in the cold, rinsing clot nappies. It's her choice, he says. She won't buy disposables. She says, we don't have a house, but we do have standards. Their daughter Beckett, now she would have been a second generation New Age traveler when it was still feasible. And she had a beautiful, beautiful wagon, and she had some beautiful mares, you know. She had some really beautiful, I mean, like some New Age travelers are fucking lunch outs, you know. Some people like, it's not for me to take pride in somebody else's accomplishments, but I felt privileged to be there, to be part of it, you know. Her mother would only drink out of a Delft cup and would never allow a crack cup in the camp, so kids would knock over another cup here, chip cup, bring it up to dear me. I was fucking selection. Anyway, Beckett, like, she was really together because, she was just better than her parents, because and cycling into the camp one day with inside of her two children, she was killed dead by this car racing over a humpback bridge. She was on the bike and she just turned over in her hand. She wasn't with the kid's father at the time, she was with this guy Trivet John. Poor John had to pull the kid locking in because he was freaked out with traffic on the road. He had to lock him into the bar top before he got out. There was a broken body in the middle of the road. Ambulance came, they moved her to Mallow, and then they moved her to
incinerated in our hospital where our bed of my big brother had to turn the machine off. This is a phone call in Western California. What's the Kilovolan? The moon is in the east. The sinking sun is shining bright. A little heat, a little warmth. Mares and their foals along a grassy verge, tethered and untended, await their mistress, and though she will never come again, they will be taken care of. Low-flying crows over the regional hospital, a robin on the pavement, to mourn death is but a little thing. To celebrate a life, that's the big one. Her henna's hair, her proud mouth, her chestnut eyes. Her heart beats because it has been transplanted. Her children thrive. Her memory lives. Her friends rejoice. Proud daughter of proud people, when first we met she would be standing over me, making me make chapatis. She showed me a way, gave me a family. West the Kilovolan, the moon is in the east, the sinking sun is shining bright, yonder a rainbow arch, here the rain is falling soft. Yesterday your mother, going through your thread and needle tin, was smiling to herself. For you are worse, so together. Along a grassy verge, by a humpback bridge, a barrel top wagon ablaze, your father grieves upon his knees until he stands up and says it's over now. And so we mortals have had our catharsis, and turning each to their own way. For those who have known her, Beckett is here, still here, to speak with and hear her answer in the silence, in the depth. What's the Kilovolan? The moon is in the east. The sinking sun is shining bright. A little heat, a little warmth. This way she came, that way was headed. You could say she came from nowhere. You could say her home was everywhere. For on the road she lived and on our road she died. What's the Kilovolan? Blue sky to the north. I met a woman once, her baby born on Sunday. She called him Sunday Jones. That's true. It's all true. Darkon Oak is the name of this pub, and Darkon being the Gaelic for acorn. We had to consult a friend of mine, Dr. Donald O'Driscoll, to get the right name for acorn, but these fucking hippies had decided, like, that their baby was going to be called Farmer the Gaelic for acorn. Find out, will ya? I met a woman once, her baby born on Sunday. She called him Sunday Jones. Then there was Tanya, who in the last stages of labor struggled out the college door, delivered her child in the field. As 2 weeks flew over and bringing him back in her arms, she said, we'll call him 2 weeks. And then there was a couple. She was English. He was a Belfast anarchist who hated Brits, and how well I recall how I watched the seasons cycle through the stark beauty of a West Cork valley, living and loving in the back of a lorry. And they called their child Darkon Oak, far from the little acorns. Come on, let's have a competition. Somebody write the last line for that poem, will they?
Okay.
You know, we could do that. I hate it when we applaud people's art, and then I start to get worried. Things like, hey, Jeremy, lighten up. Stop being so fucking intense. Tell him a joke.
How many people do you have left, Jeremy?
How many do you want me? How long have I got left?
All right. Well, there's an open mic afterwards, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I'm cutting into the open mic now.
No, you're not.
I'm not at the moment.
Is there another 10 minutes left?
Right. I'm going to rub it on for another 10 minutes and I'm going to rub it on.
We'll make it 10.
Right. Take it out.
Is that right?
Dude, here's one.
Yeah, tell us about your wife.
Bitterly.
About my wanker material
and that. Quiet, man. Like Whitman and Larkin before me, boy. I'm not ashamed of it. From a coin box in Patrick's Hill beyond the bus, the steps I made my call, watching through the prospector's evening fall. Blue, green, glass, glows. Stains the cathedral bulk, black profile again the gathering night. Salmon floating against the salmon clouds. It rings and rings, memories of us kissing on the rocks, sound of the sea breathing like a third person in the room, and rings, those marvellous brown eyes. Maybe she'll answer yes. So I wrote that poem, hoping like, so this is what happened. Another year's magic autumn ended, leaving me manky and wrecked, pacing this rinse pebbled beach, waiting for who, waiting for what, waiting for you. Whoever you are, the yellow mini trundling down the road, east wind whipping in with waves, fountains town in the wintertime. There's women say they love me, but I don't love them back. Please don't let them tempt me, not when I'm feeling weak. Beneath the slab of my selfishness, there my loneliness lies, and you with your wide-eyed promise, don't try to revive it, it's all right, and so am I. Child in the street selling witches' warts in her Halloween cloak the night we met. She gave me a kiss and I took it as an omen. We who have known the dry, dull, dead, dreary, draining days. When love's lost but not yet escaped, what need have we for scenes and situations? Now what was it you thought I wanted? A star-smitten young one, is that what you're accusing me of? A heart, a hurt for the heart, a lot to lay me head on. I'll call you poetess, for your tongue has an edge. Call you white witch, your fingers cast their spells. Come gather my threads and spin them through your loom. With thought and touch for warp and weft, I wanna hug ya, hold ya, have ya, collapse into the warm luxury of your flesh, watch the joy transfigure your face, and come the pale dawn, I'll fade as fade I must, back to my own sordid scenes, and as I ramble through the view from your windows, I'll find the wooded place you told me of, and follow a stream circling to the sea, and as I pass, I'll cast a pebble to the waves, and make a wish for you, that you find your man, so far ahead, your real man, so far ahead, he's never behind. I thought it was good to be alone. It's good to be alone in good company. That's why I have a dog, because I talk to myself all the time. And, you know, it doesn't say, you don't seem so foolish when you have a dog. Funny that. But it works, you know. I just walk around with a dog talking to myself. They don't think I'm mad. Walk around with my own talking to myself. I'm dependent on the dog. Because I do most of me thinking of poems while I'm on my feet, you know? You know, I mean, like, if I was to sit down with an empty page and say, I'm going to write the poem, it just wouldn't work. Sometimes you say to yourself, if I had a camera, I'd photograph that. Then you do. Like oil and water. Things captured, not to be shared, never to be expressed, like playing on a cormorant's neck on a magpie's tail, some purely imagined, album covers confined to the mind's eye.
No. The cat's second following the dog. So then there are three. Chasing through the Derry and the Thoggarts in the shade of Mulcanish below the mask. Stag stamps his cloven hoof. Gobbles and gobs neither roar, shout, cough nor snort, but an unnerving ruminative rumble rattling round the glen, half bellow, half gargle. Believe me, we were there. You weren't. Afternoon. Outside, the wet city shovels in there neither talk nor tot, but the warmth of their bodies entwined our mattress, the raft drifting down, floating through the days. Paperbacks on the carpet, on the walls, great masters cut down to Air Force size. Rainy afternoon, warm and close, out the window, white sky, wet roof. It's very interesting to think that Elroy's down the road is now a strip club, and that was Father fucking Matthew's meeting place. My, how things turn round, you know? Change and never come back to the way they were. Do you want to see a moving statue? Well, follow me over to Panna, or taking a hammer to Father Matcha. There's more song and drink this country needs, not less. Take me back to the Shebeens, where music was a trade and conversation lived, and washed and waged, shook and forsaken, wasted urbanite, the ultimate dispossessed, for in every bit of hill and bob some local is a claim, and even in the wilderness, we just condemned to trespass. Reveal what he's got, he says, do I give me moments, straddle me nag out in the mountainside, flash a pack of them all around, light up and have a laugh. So what's so dead and widow in the grave? You can cast your cold eye on this or on that, but the only horseman passing is me and me pony, and we are going the other way. Back to the Shebeens! Music was a trade, and conversation lived. This bit is for Soul of Devil Era, and bear in mind it was written in the cool 80s, right? May the dole dish us our frugal comforts. Will our children frolicking in the flock with the flocks in the fields, our maidens dancing to the ring of athletic youth, back to the crossroads boys, back to the hearts with heart, back to the Shebeens, where music was a trade and conversation lived. Now you see, if I was to write that today, I'd approach it slightly differently. I'd go like that. What need have you been come to sense, fumbling with your savings incentives, now the havens have been reinvented as a cent? The island's lifelines, ships, phones and planes, declared as a public offer, national assets privatized, generations of public service squandered, tiger roars, riding high with Ryanair, fuel and prime beef and marrow from the bone, with O'Leary in the gravy. Don't close your eyes, come dream with me and we'll suss them for ourselves. New space age Shebeens based on brown top wagons, valley dog colleges, wigwams and DPs, with PAs and hi-fis and the generators generating on the spare putchine, and weeds flowering from grow bags tied to the treetops. Romantic Ireland, she can be redeemed. It's back at the Shebeens. Conversation lived. Come close your eyes, come join your hands, come dream with me, come join my tribe. I am easy find, straddling me nag in the middle of a bog, doing another number, or doing me bit as a bard, and rearing up in the pub.
Hey!
I don't have time to go into this now because, but on roll, still on, and I feel like citing like Dermot the Bardic poet. I have not studied the language of the Bardic poets. I haven't even studied the language of the Spalpeen poets. Yes, I speak a broken Donnybrook Gaelic that was beaten into me by fucking teachers who to this day I resent. But I, you know,
So I feel, to a certain extent, like a cheat, like a fake, if I start invoking Onro Suluan as a character. And yet the image of Onro Suluan from Daniel Cockery's Hidden Ireland, I know all that has been seriously revived and taken to bits by Louis Cullen in his revisionist demolition job, you know. If I was a scholar, I'd revise revisionists, but that's another story. Anyway, I just get into the poem straight away. This is a poem that came from being working up in Ballygarvan as an organic worker. As an organic worker, wow, is there any other kind? Yeah. Between Spalding song. Relax, chum, this is my second last poem.
No, it can't be. It can't be. This is the short one. It's a short one.
Between slope and fields, fenced in nitrate green, hawk in flight, dips and lifts over a wooded stream, low-lying meandering thread, long acre of wilderness, dips in a few ditches, all that remains. They gave us shovels, because ours is an oral culture, to spoon the earth and feed ourselves, they gave us shovels. The hand moves on, the mind wanders, the seasons change, but I return to dig this blessed spot in another man's plot, over and over again. And over and over, to renounce the mellifluous line, in favour of a proud public poetry, wounded, triumphant, partisan, painful, personal and celebratory. And again, to employ the mellifluous line in remembrance of what can never be reclaimed. Been to a bardic school, to seek a vision, cast a crave, called for a nationaling, but there was only the furs above, the sea below, the wind about, the briars within, and the roof, a long time gone, but now is not time for quill nor pen. This is not a dot-com thing, hands glued to the shaft, mud sticking to my boots, the body employed, the mind is wild, and as free as wild will be. Looking forward now, is it clearing in the south, or will the clawn stars gather, or will the clawn storm clouds gather once again over Europe? He gave us shovels, some mixed cement, some called them spades. Most left, some stayed. Others held the land, so be it. Let him be held by it. We neither question nor doubt it, just assumed that the landscape would always be ours. Then they changed that too. They say the last instant never comes. Tell that to the buffaloes. Tell that to a peasant if you can find one. I was left there afterwards, standing in the tractor, in the tracks of tractors and high mats. There is one last poem, just bear with me, Paul. It's a very short one. It's for Brendan Manning. It's for Brendan Manning. He's a Cork poet who died very, very tragically. He was my friend. I shared a lot with him. And in his memory, I'd like to do this poem tonight. I'm sorry to leave you with another death poem, but I do have me lighter moments. The water at this level, the light at that angle. This is a poem that just talks about Charlie's Pub and what used to be the Harlequin Cafe. Brendan threw himself off a bridge down in the Orleans of Black River, but that's another story. The water at this level, the light at that angle, the bridge in its reflection formed two perfect circles, spectacles looking up into the white heart of a grey sky from these city depths, and in its strange the way the words sit down into the music. How are you thinking of that when you wrote this? No redemption in life, no redemption in verse, but little redemptions. You've known him, I've known him,
we share them opening where things speak up for themselves, comradeship in an unlyrical world, small dark cafe, big window, damp clothes in the smoky air, the Irish Times, the Guardian, the street outside like an aquarium. Sometimes I'd meet you there, coming from the solitude, a light in your eyes, blessed, almost content. Or on an evening later, with a wind down river, in the pubs by the quays, amber patches, sun setting through open doorways. Known them and shared them, little redemptions, times when language lifts life with its hand. Your words and music must fail us in the end.